Welcome to the podcast series of Middle East and Africa Textile Journal. So, you know the plaster on the building you probably see across the street right now. Well, it is actively trying to destroy its own internal support structure. Today, your mission for this deep dive is to explore how a highly specialized technical textile process stops that from happening, keeping the buildings around you standing strong and looking beautiful.
Yeah, it's a hidden war happening inside our architecture. And to win it, construction manufacturers are relying on this marvel of engineering called Bruckner's Technoline TT.
Right, let's set the scene for you. When you look at a modern plastered facade, hiding inside that stucco is a grid of glass fabric. Think of it like rebar inside concrete.
Exactly, yeah. The glass fabric gives the plaster its tensile strength so it doesn't crack when temperatures shift around.
But there is a chemical catch-22 here, right?
Yeah.
Because just like rebar can rust if it's exposed, this glass fabric gets, well, it gets eaten alive by the highly alkaline moisture in the wet plaster itself. It desperately needs a chemical shield to survive, like a high-tech raincoat for the bones of the house.
Right, which creates a massive manufacturing headache. You have this incredibly fragile glass grid that needs to be coated in a protective sealant.
Yeah.
And standard textile finishing machines, they might just dunk the fabric or pull it through rollers, but glass fibers are just so delicate. If the tension is off even slightly, the fibers snap.
Oh, wow. So it just breaks and ruins the whole thing.
Yeah. And if the machine stops for any reason, the liquid coating pools up in clumps. You absolutely need uninterrupted, perfect precision.
So how do you actually coat miles of delicate glass grid at industrial speeds without, you know, stretching it out or ruining the coating?
Yeah.
Because looking at the engineering behind Bruckner's Technoline TT, they basically had to reinvent the whole assembly line to solve this tension problem.
Mm-hmm. They really did. They partnered with chemical and research institutions to build an entire ecosystem where every single component, from the unwinders to the heating presses, manages tension and consistency. Take their precision fabric accumulators, for instance.
Okay, what do those do?
Well, in normal manufacturing, when a roll of raw fabric runs out, you literally have to stop the entire machine to load the next one.
Right. And like we just said, stopping means the sealant coating sits way too long and ruins the batch.
Exactly. That is the ultimate failure point. So the fabric accumulator solves this by storing extra material in a zigzag pattern inside the machine itself.
Oh, that's clever.
Right. When a new roll is being loaded, the accumulator just feeds its stored fabric into the line. The machine literally never stops moving.
Wow. Which means the pulling tension and the protective coating remains flawlessly, even across the entire run.
Yeah, it delivers tailor-made solutions with the highest production capacities. You get extreme accuracy, reproducibility, and perfectly optimized fabric traction.
I'm just visualizing this massive continuous web of glass fiber constantly moving through drying units and heating presses. But what happens to the edges of the grid? I mean, if it's constantly being pulled through these spreading units, wouldn't the raw edges just fray and fall apart before it ever reaches a construction site?
That is where the edge gumming technology comes in. As the fabric continuously moves, the system applies a specialized adhesive specifically to the borders.
Oh, so it locks the structural integrity of the grid in place.
Exactly. By the time it reaches the batchers, you know, the machines at the very end that roll the finished product back up, every single yard of that glass fabric is identical, highly stable, and perfectly sealed against that alkaline moisture.
The sheer scale of that precision is just wild. But engineering something to run continuously with massive heating and drying units, that has to require a ton of power. Do the environmental costs of running this giant system kind of outweigh the benefits of making better fabric?
It's actually the complete opposite. The line is engineered specifically to minimize thermal and electrical energy consumption.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And beyond just power savings, the Technoline TT incorporates really advanced exhaust air pollution control. It actively captures and treats the emissions from the drying and coating processes.
Okay, so let me pull this all together. By engineering a moisture-resistant glass fabric, we prevent buildings from cracking and needing constant resource-heavy repairs.
Right.
And because the machinery producing that fabric is designed to run continuously without wasting raw and fabric, while, you know, also using less energy and capturing its own exhaust, we are compounding those resource savings right on the factory floor.
You hit the nail on the head. That is the core of sustainable performance in this sector. It perfectly merges extreme industrial output with active environmental conservation. The end product protects the building, and the machine protects the environment.
It fundamentally changes how you look at a simple plastered wall. The longevity of modern architecture relies entirely on the unseen precision of technical textiles. Well, a big thank you to the Middle East and Africa Textile Journal for the fantastic source material today. You can dive deeper into these insights by visiting www.kohantextilejournal.com. We highly recommend checking it out. As you walk past those pristine, uncracked buildings today, we want to leave you with a final thought to ponder. If specialized textile finishing dictates the lifespan of massive concrete and plaster buildings, what other invisible fabrics are secretly holding our modern infrastructure together?